Our reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Here ends our reading. May I speak today in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's quite a strange experience to be here in the church today and to be recording this short service. I've never done anything like this before, and I'm very grateful today to Peter and to Mike and to Alison and to Chris for their technological advice and assistance in making this possible. But I hope that you, wherever you are listening to this today, whether you're on your own or you're with a household or family, I hope that you're well physically, emotionally, and indeed that you are at peace in these troubled and challenging days. The gospel reading that I've chosen for today is all about storms. There are weather storms that we all know about, certainly, but there are also other storms that we encounter in our lives. And it's hard to face a storm unless you are correctly prepared. And life has a way of confronting us with unexpected storms that can take us under with their intensity. The anxiety levels rise, and very often we find it really, really difficult to cope. And the situation with the coronavirus is one that we have never dealt with or faced before. So in that sense, we are all in uncharted territory. And yet, as people of faith, we are connected today. Even though we're physically apart at this moment, we are together in faith under the protection of Almighty God. And the reading that I chose today is one of my favorites in the whole Bible. It's a reading that I think of often in my own life when I'm confronted with those situations of difficulty and stress that leave me feeling terrified. And these current days, with the constantly changing advice and guidelines, are undoubtedly very difficult to cope with. With our children off school, with people unable to go to work, with people having to live in isolation, especially those who are older and more vulnerable, this is a storm the likes of which most of us have never faced before. And in the reading today, we meet Jesus spending time alone with God after the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And he sends his disciples away across the lake from the shore, and he goes up into the mountainside to spend some time in prayer. It was really, really important for Jesus to spend time alone regularly in prayer with his heavenly Father. And if that was such a regular pattern in his ministry, we would do well to make a priority of spending time alone with God ourselves. And these days, if nothing else, are an absolutely urgent call to prayer for all of us. And we do have some resources in the parish magazine that hopefully everyone will have received by the time you hear this. It's amazing how quickly storms blow up unexpectedly, and the events of the past week are a case in point, as every single thing in our lives has been turned upside down in an instant for all of us. And yet as evening comes, those disciples found their boat being buffeted by the wind and the waves. And the thing that really strikes me about this incident is that Jesus never loses sight of the boat. The disciples may have lost sight of him on the shore, but he sees what's going on for them. And he comes right out into that stormy situation with them. He comes in a most unexpected way, walking on the water in the middle of the night. And it's not surprising to hear that they were terrified and they cry out in fear, thinking he was a ghost. We hear them, for what it's worth, in my opinion, saying 8 of the most helpful words in the Bible. These are words spoken by Jesus to his disciples in their moment of storm and crisis, when he says, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." I wonder, could these words help you this very day? Is there perhaps someone who is unwell in your circle of family or friends? Do you perhaps need to make some drastic changes to your life because of the circumstances that we all find ourselves in? "Take courage," said Jesus, "it is I. Don't be afraid." Jesus sees the storm his disciples are facing, and he makes that intentional and deliberate choice to leave what he is doing and come to be with them in that storm. Anxiety is a place where we often feel alone. And yet Jesus wants to enter the difficulty of that experience with us. And it's not necessarily that he takes the situation away from us, but he promises to travel with us in it and to give us the resources that we need to get through. Peter wants to respond, and he starts to walk towards Jesus. But he discovers, as he walks on the water towards Jesus and he takes his eyes off Jesus, that he begins to sink. And sometimes we do similar things in following him today. We take our eyes off him and we start to worry about all those circumstances that seem to be pressing in around us. We worry perhaps about what other people think, and we find ourselves floundering. We look for neat answers and for a full picture of what's unfolding in front of us, and we maybe don't get that at the present time. But what helps me enormously here in this lovely reading is that as soon as Peter begins to sink and he cried out, "Lord, save me," immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. And sometimes in our pride and our stubbornness, we've to go down a long way before we are willing to cry out like that, "Lord, save me." Some people never feel able to do that. But I'm tremendously encouraged by the immediate response Jesus made to that heartfelt cry. We see a hand reaching out, a strong hand, to catch Peter just when he felt he was sinking. And I know in my own life I feel totally blessed to know just what that is like, to have a strong hand reach out and catch me as I have felt overwhelmed by the storms at times. And sometimes Jesus has used unexpected people and situations to do just that. Many people would like to suggest that those who live obedient and godly lives should never know storms or anxiety in their lives. I have to say that I don't think that is the case at all. In fact, there seems to be a certain inevitability about storms in the human life. But you know, my friends, there is one who sees those situations of storm, and someone who walks towards us in them. He offers us his courage and faith whenever we humbly turn to him. And as we call out to him, there is this beautiful promise of a strong hand that will be there. A strong hand that will be there to hold us and will never let us go, even as he gathers us into his nearer presence whenever our earthly journey ends. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you traveled through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now, we pray, in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. We ask you to heal those who are sick with the virus. We pray that they may regain their strength and health through quality medical care. We ask you, Lord, to heal us from our fear that prevents nation from working together with nation and neighbors from helping each other. We ask you to heal us from our pride, which can make us claim invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Lord Jesus, you traveled through towns and villages, curing every disease and sickness. We ask and long for you to come to our aid now, that we may experience your healing love. Lord Jesus, healer of all, stay by our side in this time of uncertainty and sorrow. Be with the families of those who have died from the virus. May they know your comfort and peace in this desperate time. We ask you also to be with the families of those who are currently sick, as they worry,
defend them from illness and despair, and may they know your peace. We ask you, Lord, to be with the doctors and nurses, the researchers and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. We ask that they may know your protection and your peace. We pray that you would be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and a true concern for the well-being of all the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together, and may they achieve it here on earth. So wherever we are, Lord, today, whether we're surrounded by few or many people, whether we are suffering from this illness or well in ourselves, please stay with us as we endure and mourn, as we persist and prepare. And in place of our anxiety, give us your peace. Lord Jesus, heal us, we pray, in your precious name. Amen. And we join all these prayers in the prayer our Saviour Christ taught us to pray, as we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for joining with us today in our act of worship together, and we continue to support and to pray for one another until we meet again. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.